Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting third. The left fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Brodowski. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dick Brodowski. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell bunts towards the mound. Brodowski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mitchell moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Mitchell moves to third. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brodowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Vollmer reaches second base with a double. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby, who is chasing the ball. Gurnett reaches third base with a triple. Vollmer scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson takes first base on ball four. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Brodowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brodowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brodowski fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. DiMaggio is called out on strikes. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Vollmer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby moves to third. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Simpson strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Easter moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Doby scores. Easter moves to third. Boone moves to second. It's Indians, 1, Red Sox, 1. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields it and throws to home to get Easter. Boone moves to third. Hegan moves to second. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boone scores. Hegan scores. Wynn moves to second. It's 3-1, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up towards the mound. Brodowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dobie strikes out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Brodowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brodowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Brodowski is called out on strikes. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett juggles the ball. That's an error on Gurnett. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from White and he is out, Goodman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vollmer takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vollmer moves to second. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Evers reaches second base with a double. Vollmer scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lepsio hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dobie hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evers. Dobie reaches second base with a double. Avila moves to third. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Easter is walked intentionally. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Avila scores. Dobie moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepon hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Faye Throneberry pinch hits for Dick Brodowski. Faye Throneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Throneberry hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Goodman bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. DiMaggio moves to second. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vollmer hits a line drive into center field. Dobie picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dobie. DiMaggio scores. Goodman moves to third. Vollmer moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. Mickey McDermott pinch runs for Clyde Vollmer. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Goodman scores. McDermott scores. It's Indians, 5, Red Sox, 5. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Al Benton now pitching. Faith Roneberry now playing right field. Hoot Evers now playing left field. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hegan strikes out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wynn for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lepon bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Lepsio moves to second. Two outs. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Roneberry takes first base on ball 4. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-4 in the game. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Doby hits a fly ball into right field. Roneberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Westlake now playing left field. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Goodman moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. George Schmies pinch runs for Al Benton. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Gurnett is walked intentionally. Schmies moves to second. Mike Garcia now pitching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Evers hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to third to get the runner. Schmies is safe. Goodman scores. Schmies moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.